Now, I want to go through, today's shiur is going to be a very simple pshat shiur. I just want to go and make sure we're reading the Rishonim properly, we understand the mechanics of the Gemara well, and how the various pieces fit together, okay? So let us build it up, let us set it up. Rabbos, we had a following question regarding the tabla. We have the property belongs to the Isha. The woman owns the property, and she passes it on, let's say a get is written on it, she passes that tavla on to her husband. And the Gemara is questioning what is the nature of the delivery of that tavla to her husband. The Gemara is making an assumption. What is the overall and overarching assumption of the entire sugya, something we've seen over and over again? What is the overarching assumption of the Gemara? That what? The man needs to own the get. That is the overarching assumption of the Gemara. And then he needs to deliver that which he owns to the Isha. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to ask you a basic elementary question. That the man must own. Tovi? Vinasan. I disagree. Strongly. Rory, I'll tell you why in a moment. So we know it's coming from him, and he wants it to happen. He tells us a long letter how much he despises his wife, and how much he wants to move on. The evidence is clear. He wants it to happen. Yeah! Very good. What Akiva suggests, and Dovi, back to you. I believe this Gemara, under the surface, the Gemara, there's a raya in this Gemara against the Ksos. What's the raya against the Ksos? That the husband has to deliver the get betoras kinyan. If it's betoras kinyan, who must own it? He must own it. And therefore, underlying this Gemara is an assumption, I would argue, a raya against the Ksos. Why do I object to what Dovi said? Because does Nesina require it to be his? Nesina would not require it to be his. I know, the Pasuk says Nesina. So Nesina would not require it to be his. The question is, why does the Gemara assume it has to be his? Answer, because it's Kenyan. It's Kenyan oriented. And therefore, not like the Ksos. Nesina doesn't require Kenyan. How do I know Nesina doesn't require Kenyan? That's the Ksos. So it says you can satisfy Vinasa without Kenyan. That, I think, is an assumption that is underlying the Gemara. Good? Now, open up. So now the Gemara is a suffix. Suffix of the Gemara is, does the Isha have some... Is she Kona? Now, the Ran is bothered by something. It's very subtle. But open up to the Ran for a second. Again, I want to do this part relatively quick. The Ran is bothered by a small subtlety. The Ran is found on Daf Yud Amud Aleph Bedape Harif. Says the Ran, Vikar Sinan, Boy Rami Barchama, Hoy Mukzak Mitala Shishalov, a get Kosov Alev, Ariyoti Mitakas Yada, Ma. What's the din in our case of Tavan? Listen to the language of the Gemara. Mi Amrina Aknisile? Do we say she was Makne the Tava to the husband? Odilma Isha Lo Yada Laaknuye. Or perhaps a woman does not know how to be Makne. What is the Ran bothered by? If you read the Gemara simply, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Does a woman know how to make kinyanim? Or does she not know how to make kinyanim? And essentially it says, are women knowledgeable or are they ignorant? That is the simple formulation of the Gemara. And the Ran objects to that simple formulation. Why does he object to that simple formulation? Because we know, do women go to the supermarket? Yes. Do they buy? Do they sell? Yes. And as such, we know that a woman knows about kinyanim. That we know. So there is something a little specific to get that women might not know. Says the Ran. Two possibilities. Possibility number one. Elahachi kama de Dilma lo yada de star mikne boy. Maybe she doesn't realize. Women know how to know kinyanim for sure, but are they lamdaniyot that they know that a get has to be a star mikne? So maybe that she doesn't know. She might not know that there's a din of star mikne. She might have thought something else. What did she think? What did she think a get is? What? You just give it over. In other words, perhaps she thought like the Ksos. She thought like the Ksos. That what? that what is the nature of Mesiras HaGet? Enesina ba'alma. Does it have to be his? It doesn't have to be his. It's just a Nesina ba'alma. It's a, using language we used earlier, she has to be Vishilcha. She has to be Vishilcha. She has to be sent on her way. And a safer Krisa sends on her way. Who says it has to be his? Maybe she doesn't know that. And I'd be wrong, because the document has to be a Shtar Mikne. Rabosai, just think, there's a Chazar issue. What does that mean, the document has to be? What has to be a Shtar Mikne? Get be a Shtar Mikne. It has to be a Shtar Mikne. Get is a Shtar Kinyan. And that means it has to belong to, alternatively, the alternative suffix. In other words, that's one side of the suffix. She knows Kinyan, she doesn't know that it has to be a Shtar Mikne. The alternative is that, no. She might even know this notion of Shtar Mikne, but what's happening to this get? What's happening to this tavel?
He's getting transferred.
It's going to the husband, and then straight away it's making a round-trip ticket and coming back to
her.
So given that reality, she's not really. She's giving it to him how-heartedly?
Half-heartedly.
And as a result, there's a result. I didn't say Amanas Lahagzir. You said that. I didn't say that. It's not Amanas Lahagzir. Not even Amanas Lahagzir. It is? Yeah, here. Take the tavla, and you'll get back to me. I know it's coming back. As such, what's the nature and quality of her kinyan?
Not good.
It's flawed. She doesn't have a bona fide gmirus das. Mashal Mahadavar Doma. I shared this with you in Seder number. When you go ahead on Erev Pesach, and you sell your chametz to the guy, what is really, really in your head?
You're going to get it back.
Do you really believe that you're selling the chametz to the guy?
Not really.
Really? Really? What you really believe is, if the guy came into your house and says, can I please have my chametz now? Say, what? And don't you realize? It's not a real, like, that.
I always think of that every year.
So the point is, that's the Ron Suffolk. Is that because it's turning and coming back, maybe that's not considered to be a bona fide, a real Gmiras Das. And as such, it's not a real Kinyan. And therefore, it's no good. Okay? Now, you ask me a question. How do we sell our chametz that way? Why does that work? Why does it work? The answer is, A, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't. It's not about Matan Lasa Hakzir. You don't have Gmiras Das. You don't have even a Gmiras Das from Matan Lasa Hakzir. You don't really believe it. One sec. One possibility is maybe it doesn't work, and that's why many are machmir not to sell chametz gomur. They only sell chametz drabanan, chametz b'ta'arovas. That's one possibility. There is a rav here, Rav Sina Adler, should be live and be well. Rav Sina Adler, his practice when he used to sell do mesiras chametz, he made you take all the chametz out of your house, put it in a box, put it in a machsan, and then he sold your chametz. But it was out of your reshus. So he made it real. And then the other possibility is, this is a big chiddush, but maybe the din of get, maybe in a chanami, but the din of get requires more gemiras das. And for get, we require a more intensified gemiras das than we will for chametz. It'll work for chametz, and we're not sure it's going to work for get. Either way, that's the introduction. Okay, that's your run. That's the run. So the Ron sets up these two possibilities as to what the question is of the Gemara. Now I want to move on. I want to spend most of our time on Tosfos. So Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos over here on our daf, again, a small little Tosfos, but sometimes these small Tosfos are the hardest to deal with. So Tosfos writes, Tira Masel Isha Lo Yada La'aknuya. So maybe a woman doesn't know how to make kinyanim. She doesn't know. She doesn't have full gemiras das. Perish. But davar shu machzirla, since it's coming back to her, velo gamra umaknile. Ela b'tara she'ela mashiloso lo. Maybe since she knows it's coming back to her, maybe when she goes ahead and gives it to her husband, she's only giving it to him as a
loan.
As a loan, as a she'ela, not as a bona fide kinyan, and therefore perhaps it's no good. Good? Now, Tosfos asks, and this is a question. Afal gav darmina la'el, didmei ksiva sofer, akme rabbana, midida, mikamokam tavla, dida, lo akni le. Rabbi, so we saw in that chaf. Who must write the get? Who must write the get? He must write the get. Who must instruct the sofer? He must instruct the sofer. It must be v'kosa that the baal is the kosei. The sofer is the shliach. So who's supposed to pay the sofer? The baal. Problem is, if we wait for the baal, men are cheap. And what's the rush? But that creates a problem for her because she wants to remarry. She doesn't want to become an aguna. So Chazal made a takanas chachamim that instead of waiting around till the husband gets around to give her a get, she'll pay the sofer. She'll get it taken care of. That's how most households run. The woman gets it taken care of, and then the baal will give her the get. If she's taken care of, whose money is she using? Her money. So who did the vekosav, so to speak? Whose shliach is the sofer? Her shliach. So therefore, that's no good. So comes along the Chacham and say a dramatic, dramatic chiddush is that hefker bezen hefker. The Chacham went ahead and did some financial maneuvering, and her money became his money, and he gave his money now to her. She paid the sofer, and really, it's all through his agency of him, but it's really him doing it. Through what mechanism? Hefker bezen hefker. So when it comes to the cash to the sofer, we set up Hefker Bezdin. Hefker, and it's all belongs to the Baal. Says Tosfos, why don't we do the same thing over here? By the tabla. Why don't we do the same thing over here? It's her tabla. And what are we going to do? Hefker Bezdin Hefker and transfer it to him. Why do we need her king? Just have it done by the Chacham. And what does Tosfos say? Mikamakam tabla dita lo aknile. We don't. So by tabla, hefker, bezdin, hefker, nope, we don't. What's the reason, says Tysus? So pashut, you must know the answer. I don't have to waste time writing it. Not so obvious. Yeah, you might say, okay, this is an object. This is money. Does hefker, bezdin, hefker work by objects? What's the difference? So I want to show you two pshatim rishonim, and then I heard a pshat from Yonis and Stewart. So, let's start with the Meiri. I think the Meiri has a good, solid shot. Yes. When it comes to, do you remember the Gemara Daf Chaf? The Gemara says on Daf Chaf that when it comes to paying the sofer, she can pay the sofer and the money gets automatically, rabbinically transferred to the husband, hefker bezen hefker. And we get the money where it needs to be. When it comes to Tala, we don't do that. We say she has to do it. Chachamim are not going to invoke their power, hefker bezen hefker. Tosfos wants to know why not. He says because. Look at the Meiri. What?
What? I might have an answer.
You might have an answer.
I feel like I'm mechamek to
the Meiri?
I feel like I came up with this.
You want to get on the firing line?
Yeah. If I can. Tosfos says, Mikol Malkom Tala Dida Lo Aknule. It doesn't say that based in can apply half grade based in half grade, it just says they don't, right? Meaning that they apply it by kesef. Why? Because that's the standard of when the Isha gives kesef to the sofer, the standard is that Hefker Bezin Hefker takes over and makes the money of the Baal. And then the Baal is as if he's initiating the writing. But they don't do that by objects because that's not the standard for how get is initiated. Kesef is, but objects aren't. Not saying that it can't work, but it's just not what Beis Din does.
It's also rash, no?
I think it's like the Meiri, a little like the Meiri. A little. There's okay, you're saying something. Good. You're getting a good. You're saying something good. Let me say the Meiri. I think Jonathan is saying something. It's a little bit of a tweak on the Meiri. It's different than the Meiri. I'm going to say the Meiri first. Then I'll try and restate Jonathan's shot. We'll see if you go for it or not. Maybe I might want to do it justice. Let's do the Meiri first, then Jonathan, then the Tos Haraz, then Yonatan. So says the Meiri. The Shema Toma, this is 5b. The Shema Toma, Av Kisha Teoma, She'en Hi Yodas Lahaknos. Nemrak Nui Akno Rabbonan, Kamoshis Balamala, Teda Shalom Nemrak, Teda Shalom Nomar Kain Ela Bipshite, the Safra. What does Pshite mean? The coins. The coins of the Sofer. Uletakonosa dida, kemosha bi'arnu ba'achon shel basav al benir, ein bo takona etzla, shayachal kosvo al kol davar. Let's go back to In the case of the money, why did the Chachamim say she should pay this over? Mishum iguna. Because she's going to have to delay and tarry. We don't want that to happen. Are the Chachamim invested in the case? They're already invested in the case. And for what purpose? To make sure the get happened. Once they're invested in the case and say, Isha, you need to pay the sofer. If they stopped then and there, would they accomplish their goals?
No,
why not? Because she's paying and therefore the get is not
valid.
Is not valid. So when the Chachamim made this takana, they made it all the way. They are already invested. And by the way, is this a local problem between this husband and this wife? Or is this going to be relevant to every divorce case of a husband and wife?
Every single one.
So therefore, Chachamim got invested. Are the Chachamim going to invoke their power of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker willy-nilly, whenever? Or is this such a broad power that it must be used judiciously? That's what the Meir is saying. It's a power that must be used judiciously once they're already invested in this marriage. And it's a global takana. So then we're not going to stop halfway. She goes ahead and does what? Pays the sofer. If we left it at that, now she has to go ahead and be machne. She may not. They're in the same sukkah. No, the chacham already in this case. And therefore, hefker bezen hefker, they'll bring it over. Yes, they're machne her money to the ba. But over here, is this what you were saying? Okay, maybe. Over here, is this a national issue? Is this happens to be this couple? That is a funny thing with this tavla. And therefore, are they going to go ahead and invoke this broad power of heaven to solve every person's little family issue? That they will not do. That, says the Meiri, is the distinction between Daf Chaf and Daf Chaf Av. I think it's very sharp, it's very sound, it's very strong. I didn't say Tosa says it. I'm saying that is a... He doesn't disagree.
He says the cloth is hers.
No, that's the second. That's not that. Not yet. Okay. Rabosai, that's approach number one. I'm on the clock.
Just an extension of that is that he also might take a problem with the fact that... And that it's,
I would say messing with the institution of property and capitalism and ownership.
Yeah. So I'm saying, and then the authority of the basement that they keep overruling isn't going to get destroyed. So they don't want to mess
with it. Right. They're not going to. Right. Okay. Second shot is out of the Tosas Rush. Let's see Tosas Rush. Now again, I saw this Tosas Rush yesterday. I thought I understood it. Now Dovi Kimmel is making me insecure. So says the Tosas Rush, Isha lo yada la aknuye, perish badavar. She doesn't know to what? She doesn't know to make kinyan. Perish badavar shemak zirin la, and lo gara matne el betor shel ba alma velo dami. What's Tosrash saying? No. In the case of the tabla, if we apply... I like this answer, though. Now I understand it again. I like the answer. If we apply Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, what is the nature of this rabbinic insertion into this case? They're being makne, the tavla, to the husband for how long? And then it's going straight to the isha. Says the Tosa Rosh. Bezdin will not. It's even, sometimes we show them use a language of, it's like zilzula lebedina. It looks foolish. They're being makne, they're taking property out of her rishos into his rishos to go right back into her rishos. It looks... The onlooker will say, that's unusual, that's weird. Why are they investing themselves? Now, we know why. Well, I'm done it. But for a temporary shift of property, for a specific five-second need, that Chacham not going to do. When it comes to the mamon of the sofer salary, that is a shift in property permanently. It now, the money belongs to, well, it belongs to the husband. And the husband buys something with it, but it's never a reversible hakna.
I love it.
A hakna that is reversed. And therefore, Beis Din doesn't operate.
I love it.
Good pshat. Third pshat.
Like any of
them. Humility. Take it in. Ponder it for a couple of months. And then, when you have the level, okay. Yonatan, you have your own pshat?
Yes.
Okay, be careful. I want you to say really clear, because I might, if I like it still, I might jazz it up a little bit. Let's see what we got to say.
Okay, I was going to say that the reason that we're applying different rules about two cases and getting...
Okay, I hate when people use one case.
I know, that's
flesh
what I
it out.
I don't like how I lost all
of it. I thought so. Okay. Says Yonatan. Let's see if I can resurrect it. Says Yonatan. In the case on Daf Chaf, why is it so critical that the property gets into the hands of the Baal? Well, why is it so important that the Baal be the owner of this money? Because it has to be Sivas Hapa. It's not a halacha in Nesina. It's halacha in Ksivas Haba. Whereas our case is not a halacha in the Ksiva, it's a halacha in the Nesina. So I'm about to click my heels and go into Shabbos in a really good mood. I gotta concentrate. Yonatan is saying like this. Why does the sofer have to, there we'll go hefker, bezen, hefker, because there we need to make sure that there's a real ksiva. To create a real ksiva, so we gotta, the chacham get involved. But in our sugya, the issue is not the ksiva. The issue is it has to be a nesina from him, the husband, to the isha. The rabbanon are not going to get involved in creating. Maybe, why not? Is because, how did I start this year today? The husband's got to own it. But maybe in the back of the rabbanon's mind is lurking the ksos achoshen. I don't mean that literally, but I mean conceptually. Is that, who says that we're going to insert ourselves here to makne the property to the husband? Is that absolutely necessary? Maybe it's not absolutely necessary. A nesina l'chud. And therefore, for stam nesina, maybe there is we don't have to get involved, because nesina will, without a full rabbinic involvement. Masha Enkin over there, it has to be the ksivas haba. Again, think about it. I don't want to deal with that right now. I'm not sure it's correct. I have, as I'm saying it over, I have my own questions on it as well. Not sure it's correct. And in fact, I don't think it's correct, the truth is, but I don't want to spend time on it. But it's an interesting split by Yonatan. I want to move on. I got to get to the home stretch. I want to finish up, Rebels. I got two more things, and then we got to do Bays on the Mar Macombs on Sunday. But two more things we got to do now. Okay, gentlemen. Okay, so bottom line, what's the answer? What's the answer of the sugya? What is that? What's the answer? Can an isha? What happens over here? No machlokas. What happens over here? How do we resolve the problem? We resolve the problem from a mishnah on daf chav beis mit beis. What does the mishnah say on daf chav beis mit beis? This very guys, this is a very important part of this year to really understand how to learn a piece of Gemara and how to see how Rishonim work. Very important part of this year. So, what does the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Mabez say? Ha'isha koseves es gita, v'ha'ish kosev es shovra. So, a woman can write the get, and the husband will write a shovar. Why is that effective? So, because she'ein kima get ela bechosmav. What does this mean? So basically, the Mishnah is telling us that a woman can write the get, and then what does she do with this get that she writes? She gives it to her husband. And then what's he going to do with this get that she wrote? He's going to have it signed, and then give it back to her. Does it work? So what do we see over here? Does a woman have the sophistication to be machmir stuff to her husband?
Yep.
In the context of get? Yes, so it works. What about, guys, stay with me. This is going to be delicious. It's going to be delicious. So stay with me. What about Shovar? What about the Shovar? What's he doing? He's writing the Shovar. What's the Shovar? The receipt. Giving it to her. She's signing it up, making sure it's signed. He gives her ksuva with the get. And now she gives the receipt back to him. Okay, Gemara says that works. So what do you see, says the Gemara over here? What does he see, says the Mishnah? Does a woman know to make kinyan of get?
Yes,
she does. End of story, game over. This is the problem. Abosai, we spent 20 lines of Gemara analyzing this question. We brought a raya from Zaken Echad. Nope. Bad raya. We brought a raya from Arev. Nope. Bad raya. Oh! By the way, Zaken Echad, where does that come from? From loans. Masech's Adius. Arev. Also out there in the bubbles. I could have traveled a page and a half to getting a Mishnah right here a page ago. Like, what am I traveling all the way to 80s for?
That's what the car's about, right?
No! No. I don't go. Yes, the Gemara is a pedagogue, but I'm not traveling to 80s when I got the answer on the Chav Beis. Rabosai, hands down. Rabosai, who is bothered by this kasha? No. Tysus is bothered by this kasha. Look at the Tysus on our page. V'im tomar. V'chilo yada masnisin de koseves. That's what it means. Did the Gemara over here on the Afachav and Beis not know the Mishnah? Why are we handling on Zokain Echad? The Pashat Minei B'Samuch. Da'isha Kosefes as Gita. So watch what Tosas does. I want you to appreciate the question. It's a great question. And look what Tosas does. And I just wanted to again just understand how Rishonim read Gemaras. What does that mean? The fact that the Gemara didn't just jump right away and look at Chav Beis, what does that mean? Is that the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis is subject to interpretation. What does the Mishnah say over there? Ha'isha koseves es? On what? On what?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. It's going to be her get. Don't Gita. On what did she write it? Let's say she wrote it on a tavla. On whose tavla? So the Gemara assumed the whole way through that, you know who she wrote a get? She wrote it. But on whose material? On his material. On his tavla. On his cloth. With his ink. So is there any reason for her to be makna it to him? No. The chiddush of the Mishnah and the Avchav Beis is what? Is that she can do the writing. Shkoich. She can do the writing. Comes along Rav Ashi. Who's Rav Ashi? The Amora. And says, that's not the pshat in that Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is? It's her cloth. And since it's her cloth, how is it effective? The answer is? Because she was makne. And what's the conclusion of the sugya? She knows how to be makne. That is how Tosas learns. It's not super subtle, but it's there. Look inside. V'yesh lomar. D'motzi l'tchuyei d'koseves al-klaf d'bal. What was happening over there in the Havamina of the Gemara? Is that what was he writing on? What was she writing on? What was she writing to get on? On the cloth of the bow. Ella, shenotenes schar haksiva. The Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi came along, the pashmini mashmale, the airi biklaf. Now here's your punchline. Rashba. Where's the Rashba? If you have a Rashba, look at it. If you don't, I'm going to read it. It's a three-liner. But look how the Rashba understood. The Rashba is found on Dibur HaMaschil HaDabayi and Avchafam Adbeis. Oh. Can I, you want me to underline with pencil? Do you want me to? This is yours. Do you want me to?
Yeah,
Besimcha. Okay, where is it? How does it start? Oh. How does it end? It's a long one.
Oh, yeah.
Where, find it for me. Where, where's the lines I'm looking for?
It's a new end.
Where does it start? Where is it?
Long one.
Mi Rav Ashi Ashkich Ba Pircha. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi. Mi Rav Ashi. Oh. Okay. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, Rabbi Ose, listen carefully. Mi Rav Ashi Ashkich Ba Pircha. V'omar Dilma Gavra Shani Diyadat Nuye. V'ahadalei. And Rav Ashi answered the question. V'ahadalei. A'ikara D'dida. Klomar. D'get. Mia Hava. It's a good get. Now watch this. Watch this. You know why it's a good get? It's a good get. The lo mishum diyada laknuye. Not because a woman knows how to make kinyanim. Not because she knows how to make kinyanim. Ella derabanan aknile zuza desafra dechoshu chacham letakanasa kedei shelo ya'aginoso. Ad make sivas aget, the cave and chicane, aftavla shela, aknile, the afkure, afkure, rabbanon, legabe, dide, mishum, takanasa, the mali gita dixiv aniyora, mali dixiv atavla. Namda out. What is the Rashba saying? You know what the Rashba is saying? How did the Rashba understand Rav Ashi? How did the Rashba understand this whole sugya? At the end of the day, the same exact kasha Tosas asked. How in the world can you distinguish between tavla and money? Why do we say over there hefker bez and hefker, and over here we say no hefker bez and hefker? Says the Rashba, they hefker bez and hefker. And the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis. Isha Kosebes Suva, Isha Kosebes Gita. Whose money is she writing it with? Whose tavla, whose klav is she writing it with? Hers. It's hers. So why does it work? Why does it work? The answer is, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's how it works. Why didn't we say that up front? We didn't say that up front right away. Why was it all this discussion? Because we interpreted the Gemara and Avchav Beis like the Meiri in Tosas, like the Tosas Rush in Tosas, like Yonatan Stewart in Tosas. And then came Rav Ashi, says that's not what the Gemara and Avchav Beis is talking about. What the Gemara and Avchav Beis is talking about is she wrote the get on her klaf. So how did it manage to get over? Do women know how to make kinyana when it comes to getting star mikna, this and that?
No.
No, they don't know that. That requires sophistication. So how did it get over? The answer is, I didn't say that. I didn't say that that way. That requires, you don't have the sophistication either. Don't worry. Well, how did it get across? How did it get over? Because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's how the Rashba learns the sugya. So in other words, Rabosa, why did I go through this exercise with you? I went through the exercise with you because I want to show you. These are not long pieces in Rishonim. But every word of Rishonim, you have to read it carefully. You have to see what it's saying. And if you have a problem with it, you look at Tosi and say, I don't get it. What's the chiluk? He's making a chiluk, but he doesn't explain it. Someone's going to explain it. You might not like the explanation. You don't have to like every explanation. The Meiri addresses it, Tosi Rush addresses it. And then you take a look at the Maskana. Tosi saying something very big. Why did the Gemara not just go there right away? Answer, he has his split, says the Rashba, a fundamental difference, which all goes back to the Havamina of the Kasha of Tosas. Think about it, dream about it. Brand new sugya tomorrow.
I love
and have a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Big news tomorrow, big news tomorrow.
What?
Very big news tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow, though.
What?